Hello, welcome to another episode on the Grace Filled Leader podcast. Today's episode was not what I had originally planned, but I had an encounter this week that impacted me so heavily that I felt it carried a message that needed to be shared. Today highlights the brokenness we sometimes see or even experience in our own lives, and ultimately the solution we have available to us as believers. It really goes to the heart of where our people-pleasing and approval-seeking tendencies come from, and how they can keep us stuck in patterns that are not helping us to live the abundant lives God intends for us. If you have ever felt unworthy or insignificant, you need to hear today's episode. Folks, I spent over 40 years stuck in patterns of people-pleasing, approval-seeking, and perfectionism, trying to find fulfillment the world's way. It wasn't until I experienced the transformational power of the Holy Spirit through Christian life coaching that my way of being was completely changed. What I couldn't do on my own in over 40 years, God did in just a few months. He often works best through other people in our lives. If God is laying it on your heart to try a different way and you don't know where to start, you can keep struggling on your own, or you can invest in yourself and partner with a Christian life coach. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that it changed the trajectory of my life. If my story resonates with you, I would be honored to partner with you in your own journey. Go to gracefilledleader.com to learn more. That's Grace, G-R-A-C-E, filled, F-I-L-L-E-D, leader.com. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people-pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. Let me ask you if you've ever had one of those days that start out as a normal, mundane Monday, but something unexpected happens that just overshadows everything else. Something that didn't fit into your plans of how you would spend your time, but something that impacted you so significantly that you just know it was divinely appointed. Well, I had one of those days on Monday. I could not stop thinking about an encounter that I had with a young lady who was waiting to be seen in our emergency department. I want to tell you about this encounter, and then I want to share how this might apply to you. So I was walking down the hall toward my office, and I saw this partially eaten muffin and an emesis bag, which otherwise means a vomit bag, lying on the floor. I bent down to pick it up, and I started walking toward the nearest trash can, and I heard this sweet little voice say, "I am so sorry I dropped that on the floor." I looked up, and there was this young lady who clearly did not feel well, and she was really struggling as she was trying to get into the bathroom quickly, but not moving quickly. I went up to her and I said, "That's all right. Are you okay? Can I help you?" And she accepted my help to get her into the bathroom. And she was extremely shaky and ill. And I didn't feel safe leaving her, so I asked her if I could stay with her. She was so grateful. And she started to share a bit of her story as to why she was there. She was obviously feeling shame and regret, and what I would say is some level of hopelessness. And I did my best to just try to be an empathic listener. And then I called and I asked someone to bring a wheelchair down to where we were so that I could take her back down to the emergency department. And I just sat with her a while as she waited. And as she spoke, it became increasingly clear that she does not see her worth as a beautiful daughter of the King. I don't know if she is a Christian or not. She spoke to having made mistakes, making bad choices, having a lot of baggage, history of unhealthy relationships. And she said she'd been doing well, living a happy life until she got into a relationship that reduced her to what she was feeling in the moment. She had an intellectual understanding that she needed to find strength on her own and not draw her value from what another flawed human being suggests it is through his words or his actions. However, she clearly has not internalized a deep sense of her own value. I know that the answer for her would be to know my friend Jesus on a very intimate level, but I have no idea where she is or if she is even on that journey at all. What I did see was an opportunity for me, as a Christian, to show her she is worth someone caring about her and caring for her, and that I saw a beautiful soul deserving of an abundant life. So I just held her hand and I encouraged her the best that I could. It reminded me of myself at a much younger age, of my own daughter through some struggles that she had, and of just about every young woman that fails to see their own value at some point in their lives. It reminded me of every woman that feels that they need to perform or perfect themselves to gain the love and approval of others. It reminded me of the heart of the woman that led me to do this show and my coaching work. A heart that needs the transformational healing power of the Holy Spirit. After a little while sitting and listening, I had to leave this young lady in the care of others in the emergency department. So I gave her a little side hug. I thanked her for being a blessing to me that day, and I told her I would pray for her. Still, I left wishing that I could stay with her longer and wondering if she was going to be okay. She occupied nearly every thought for the rest of that day, and still I find myself thinking and wondering. I wondered where the root of her struggles started. I wondered when she began seeing herself as unworthy. I wondered if this life event might be a starting place for a new beginning or just one of previous and future struggles. Have you ever found yourself bending over backward to meet someone else's expectations, sacrificing your own well-being in the process? Maybe you've felt the pressure to constantly seek approval, whether it's from friends, family, or colleagues. These tendencies can leave us feeling exhausted, empty, and trapped in a cycle of seeking validation that never truly satisfies. If you are or you know anyone that resembles the picture I've just painted, I wanted to come on the show today to share some truth that I have come to better understand in recent years, and it's been life-changing. Truth number one is it does not need to be like this. Our minds are a very, very powerful tool. How we choose to perceive and respond to our circumstances will largely determine how we experience life. Viktor Frankl was an Austrian neurologist, psychiatrist, psychologist, and a Holocaust survivor. Frankl, born in 1905, was the founder of logotherapy, one of the four major schools of psychotherapy. And one of his most widely read works is his best-selling book called Man's Search for Meaning, in which he chronicles his experiences in Nazi concentration camps during World War II and his discovery of the importance of finding meaning in life in order to survive hardship of all kinds. And imagine, that's probably the hardest hardship you can think of and survive. He discovered the power of the mind when it comes to how different humans experience the same set of circumstances in very different ways. A couple of my favorite Viktor Frankl quotes are as follows. One of them is this, and listen carefully. The last of human freedoms is to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances. And another quote, when we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. In other words, Viktor Frankl found that your life experience is based on your decisions around your attitude more so than your circumstances. Truth number two, and I'm going to veer a little from Viktor's philosophy and add a Christian perspective. I believe before you can begin to fully harness the power of your own mindset, I would suggest that you need the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit to heal your heart and transform your mind. You need to know that God did not intend for you to journey this life alone. He intends for us to depend on Him and partner with Him. He left us with His Holy Spirit as a helper on this earthly journey. Truth number three, you have a message. Your message is your story. God can use every single one of us and our messes to serve His purpose on this earth. Not a single human is perfect, and we create a safe space for others to be imperfect when we are willing to be vulnerable about our own flaws and failures. We can also help cultivate hope for someone else if they're able to see themselves in our story and we've seen some victory, even if it's just one or two steps further down the road than they are. You know those times in your life when you desperately needed someone to just see you, truly see you, just to be evidence that you are not invisible or insignificant? Well, guess what? You will cross the path of someone who is in that spot, and you can be the difference. You can be the person that says, I see you, sister. I see you, and you are significant. Truth number four. Find your purpose, the meaning in what you do, and you will walk differently through life. You were designed on purpose with unique and meaningful kingdom-building work this side of heaven. Don't take my word for it. Take His word for it, the truth of the great I Am. And we find this truth in His inspired word. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. And truth number five, your worth is not determined by your past, current, or future mistakes, or your ability to meet society's standards of success. Instead, it's rooted in the unchanging love of a God who sees you as His beloved child. God loves us completely, completely as we are, even in our messiest messes. None of us is worthy or deserving of His love or mercy on our own merits, but He made a way for us through Jesus' death on the cross. When you feel the power of His love and His presence in your life, you will be filled in a way that no human being could ever fill. So how do we begin to embrace our worth in Christ? Well, it starts with a shift in perspective, a recognition that our value isn't contingent on our performance or the opinion of others. We are loved simply because we are His. As we lean into this truth, we can spend time in prayer and reflection, inviting God to reveal His love and grace in our lives. We can surround ourselves with a supportive community of believers who can speak truth and encouragement into our journey. We can extend grace to ourselves and to others, acknowledging that we are imperfect beings in need of God's mercy. And we can engage in practices that nourish our souls and remind us of our identity in Christ. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this encouragement. You are seen, you are valued, and you are deeply loved by God. No matter what you've been through or how unworthy you may feel, His love is relentless in pursuing you. May you lean into the truth of your worthiness in Christ and experience the freedom that comes from embracing it fully. I'm going to pray now. Lord, for anyone listening who may be struggling with feelings of unworthiness, Lord God, I pray that you reveal your unrelenting love and grace in their lives. Convict their hearts and minds in a way that is supernaturally and undoubtedly only attributed to your divine power. Lord, I pray specifically over this young lady that you put into my life on Monday. I pray that she saw you through me and that she might seek you and find you. Lord, help her to see her value as your beloved daughter. Heal her broken heart and renew her mind with the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. As always, my beautiful, beautiful friends, I pray that the Lord fills you with love, gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.